live, and you can take control of the airwaves. Dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site for free, so head over there, enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. Generally, the theme tonight, of course, you can bring up anything, but the theme has been about these government bureaucrats calling themselves CPS, DCF, DCYF, so on and so on, HRS, that believe they, it's totally okay, and it's their job, and it's all right for them to just come on into your life and take your kids from you. Started out with a story.
If we don't, Western civilization will crumble.
All right, started out with a story out of New Hampshire about them taking a 16-hour-old, someone who had just been out of her mother's womb for less than a day, taking that child from their parents on the flimsiest of accusations. And heard from you, with listeners like you, with your stories about what it was like working in this incredibly inhumane, one-size-fits-all government system that is forced upon us. And we're now actually hearing from Frank, who is listening in Aberdeen to KBKW, about his experience as the kidnapped, or in this case, you weren't necessarily kidnapped, Frank, but you were in a bizarre situation, unwanted by your mom because you were engaging in what wouldn't really be considered sexual play, but maybe sexual exploration with, I think, what was your sister at the time. And she wanted to get rid of you, so they told her that in order to turn you over to foster care, she would have to press charges against you at age 12. And that's where I think we left off your story.
Yeah, that's correct. I accepted responsibility for the things I'd done. I pleaded out in court, had to register.
At 13?
At 13.
What was the charge?
Child molestation, first degree.
Wow.
And this
that's
was
crazy.
For an I show you, mine, you show me your situation, right?
Yeah, it's kind of, a little touching, light petting type stuff, basically just mimicking what we, seen on the TV or caught our parents doing or whatever.
Okay.
You know?
People, this is not unusual. It's not unnatural. I mean, for kids to experiment.
I grew up, seeing what I've seen in foster care, which is, kind of why I'm calling. I'm not really, calling to
sure.
complain about my situation, but, hopefully I can answer some of the questions that Chris called and had, as to the purpose of kidnapping the kids and all. Out here, it's basically been publicly admitted that, adding more foster parents to the system is basically working as a jobs program. I mean, the unemployment is so high that paying foster parents to take in kids is a way to get more income into houses. And
well, of course, it's nonsense because it's government redistribution of wealth. They're not real jobs, just like most government jobs.
They're being paid.
Exactly,
they're not producing anything.
Right. There's nothing being produced in the marketplace there
basis. They're producing in the same way that garbage men and firefighters do. They produce something in that they provide homes for the kids that really do need them in foster care.
Well, and the result is that us foster kids, we were a commodity to be bought and sold, particularly high-risk foster kids who had, criminal backgrounds or something like that. I was in four different foster homes, and, each time I was traded off to a different foster home like you would trade a baseball player because they had the opportunity to get a kid who was higher risk and worth more money.
Wow.
Because they get a higher pay for the higher-risk kids.
Jeez.
And so, this, of course, my experience in foster care makes me extremely distrustful of the government because I've seen what happens when they take complete control over, any particular program or people's lives and so on and so forth.
What else did you see? What are some of the other things you experienced?
Well, for one, the bureaucracy, the kinds of things we had to go through as a foster kid I had. Well, first of all, because of the criminal background, I had, of course, my probation officers, parole officers. I had two different caseworkers through CPS, or as I call child kidnapping services. We had, of course, foster parents, guardian ad litem. There's just this whole bureaucracy of people looking over you all the time. And then you're kind of set up to fail. Going back to my particular case, when I turned 18, everybody, the common mythology is that when you turn 18, your criminal history from your childhood disappears.
Not with a sex offense, right?
What's that?
Not with a sex offense?
Well, you can petition for it, and this is another great thing.
So it disappears for rich people.
Petitioning to get the requirement to register waived, they said, because I was getting bad grades, that made me more likely to reoffend.
Wow.
Because I was getting bad grades in school.
Do a lot of foster kids get good grades in school?
No. We all, and in fact, I grew up in one of the worst, at the time it was one of the worst neighborhoods in America in Hilltop, Tacoma. And, we were all involved in gangs and this, that, and the other. And I seen more drug use in foster care than I did before I went in,
So you were put in, in the situation for some kind of sexual abuse charge. I've heard all kinds of things about the foster care system and the sexual abuse the kids deal with once they get in it. Did you experience that? Did you see it?
I didn't experience it with my foster parents. There were control issues with my foster parents. They all tend to go in with the best of intentions, and then it takes pretty much 2 years. You can pretty much count down, set your watch by it. After 2 years of dealing with all this, the little screw-ups, the place basically becomes like juvenile hall. There ends up bars on the windows, alarm systems, so on and so forth.
How many kids were your foster parents taking care of?
That's where it gets touchy. In Washington State, the law says that in foster care, you can have no more than 2 beds per room. But foster parents are constantly encouraged to break those rules because when I was in, they did not have enough foster parents to take care of all the high-risk kids.
Mm-hmm.
So I shared a room with 4 other boys. There was 3 boys in the room next to that and 3 boys downstairs. And that was just one foster home. But it was a similar situation in all the foster homes.
So they put you in close proximity with other so-called at-risk teenage boys.
Yeah, I mean, it's basically like sharing a cell with someone in jail. I mean, it's a gladiator academy, for lack of a better term, there was a lot of sex offenders there. There was a lot of gang members there, and I actually grew up with that.
Doesn't sound like a very healthy environment to put a kid in. I mean, these government bureaucrats claim that they care so much. Oh yeah, we wouldn't be doing this for the money and to increase the size of our budgets. No, we're doing this because we care about kids.
I can tell you outright, having been to juvenile hall, having been to jail. I almost would say that the jail is healthier than the foster home. And that's not necessarily the fault of the foster parents, but the system itself. It is such a screwed up system that it has no ability but to create an extremely unhealthy environment where kids are basically set up to fail.
Well, that's a really poignant statement. If you're claiming that that kid jail is worse than foster homes, that's or just about, that's a heck of a thing to say.
Yeah.
So you said that your mom wanted to send you off to foster care early on. That was at 13. Did she change her mind at any point? How was and what was that like?
No, I went into foster care. In fact, I remember when I was 13, the my mother and my grandmother took me to meet one of my caseworkers. Caseworker said that I was going into foster care, and she asked me what I thought of that. I still don't understand why, because it's not like I had a choice in the matter. But I asked her, I said, well, what's it like? She said, well, it's like a normal family. And never having had a normal family, I thought, well, that's cool. We'll try that then. So I went into foster care. And
was it like a normal family?
What's that?
Was it like a normal family?
Well, that's the story. Earlier in the day, two of these foster brothers had gone fighting against each other, and they got squashed. But then later on that night, apparently they had not gotten over it, and one of them defecated it in his hand and threw it across the room.
Oh, my God. The first night you were there. Thank you, Frank, for the story. I appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. Yeah, that happened when I was at home with my parents all the time, flying feces between siblings. It's very normal. 800-FREE-TALK-LINE. Whatever.
Okay, here's the long and the short of it. If you name the worst politicians in America today, Nancy Pelosi is going to be on your top 10 list. She's awful, and she's powerful. There is a principled anti-war Republican running against her, however, and his name is John Dennis. He's already beaten the establishment Republican in the primary, but he's going to need all of the financing he can get to bring down the political juggernaut that is Nancy Pelosi. He can do it, but only with your help. I've donated to John Dennis's campaign, and I would like to encourage you to also. Now is the time. Nancy Pelosi is politically vulnerable, and it's unlikely that we're going to get another candidate like John Dennis. He's the only type of Republican that can win in San Francisco. In my opinion, he is as, if not more, principled than Ron Paul. Go to johndennis2010.com and donate today. johndennis2010.com. He is Hope for America.
This ad paid for by John Dennis for Congress 2010. johndennis2010.com.
I'm John Dennis, and I approve this ad.
As gardeners, we can all relate.
What do you do with all of the excess food that you grow?
Freezing or canning may have been the process you've used, but the good folks at Excalibur Dehydrator have a healthy alternative to preserve the fruits of your labor. The Excalibur Dehydrator will help you preserve your fruits and vegetables quickly and easily, so you don't have to worry about premature spoiling. You can also use your Excalibur Dehydrator year-round to make delicious jerky. And the best part? The foods you dehydrate are free from excess additives, salt, and preservatives. And that's something we can all do without. To learn more and to order your very own Excalibur Dehydrator, visit drying123.com and see how the Excalibur Dehydrator can help you preserve your favorite foods.
Mention coupon code GCN and receive a free book on how to preserve your foods.
Again, that's drying123.com, drying123.com, or call 1-800-875-4254. That's 1-800-875-4254 today.
If you're a regular listener of this station, then disaster survival is vitally important to you and your family. Long-term food storage, water filtration, emergency food preparation, and quality survival products are not just talk topics, but a way of life. We strongly believe in being prepared for any emergency. We are foodandwaterstore.com, owned and operated by people who are into emergency preparedness. And because we are preppers like you, we own and use the products we offer. You'll find quality name-brand proven products like Global Sun Ovens, Wonder Mill Flour Mills, Mountain House Foods, Satchel and Berkey water filters, and many more, plus videos and articles at foodandwaterstore.com. 90% of our customers are return customers because of our low prices and excellent customer service. We still believe the customer is always right. Discover what your family needs to weather any storm at foodandwaterstore.com or call 1-877-773-7123. Foodandwaterstore.com, helping you prepare for the storms of life.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, boating, tow line, shipyard, or decoration. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive a free 100 feet of 550 paracord. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Go solar for cheap. Want to use solar power but the price is too high? Now you can build your own solar panels for less than $200 at 123cheapsolar.com. Don't laugh. We've sold over 45,000 solar do-it-yourself kits. Watch the step-by-step videos that even non-handyman types can use. We offer a 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to 123cheapsolar.com or call 800-713-0486. 800-713-0486. Reduce your foreign oil dependency when you go green with 123cheapsolar.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You are invited to take control of the airwaves if you just dial in toll-free. The number for you, 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, and you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Hey, if you enjoy this program and you want to help support Free Talk Live, you can become an amplifier for as little as $3 a month. We'll take that money in, reinvest it into the show, get on more radio stations around the country, and bring more internet listeners on board as well. So head over to amp.freetalklive.com and you'll learn about the perks you'll get as an amplifier. You get access to the amp-only call-in lines, forum, podcast, and more. Get the details, get signed up with any major credit card, PayPal, or some alternative options over at amp.freetalklive.com.
MemoryDealers.com offers the world's largest selection of discounted optical transceivers. including SFPs, XFPs, GBICs, ZenPacks, and X2s. They're 100% compatible with all major networking equipment manufacturers, including Cisco, 3Com, Foundry, Alcatel, and HP, at up to 99% off of list price. They're in stock and ready to ship. The overnight delivery, it's memorydealers.com.
All right, we continue taking your phone calls. You can bring up anything. The subject tonight has been DCF, these government bureaucrats, or whatever they're called in your state, that go around and kidnap people. There's also been the foster care system been discussed and how horrible it is. When have we ever heard the stories about how great foster care has been for people?
I have not heard those stories.
So the last guy we had on said that he was told as a 13-year-old boy that, it's going to be like a normal family by the government bureaucrat.
Just like a normal family.
And then the first night he's there, there's a fight between the two kids.
I'll be a real boy.
Later on in the evening, one of the two kids that was fighting earlier in the day throws feces at the other. I mean, just your first night there.
Yeah, not pleasant.
Said it was worse than juvie.
I mean, that's a heck of an indictment, isn't
Bars
it?
Bars on the windows. Let's continue here with your thoughts, your calls, about whatever's on your mind as well. Max is listening in New Hampshire. Max, you're on Free Talk Live. Max, in New Hampshire. Going once.
In New Hampshire. Okay, so my first question is, the couple had two prior children that were taken, right?
Right. So you're referring back to the story. Let me recap real quick. Referring back to the story that we started off the show with, which was a situation here in New Hampshire where the cops busted in the hospital and took a 16-hour-old child from the parents. So go ahead.
Okay. So why were those two children taken the 10 months prior?
We can't find that information out. The Department of Children's Safety or whatever is not giving that information out. They will not answer questions.
That's transparency for you.
And they were not taken from the mother. They were taken from a caretaker, which is both good and bad, wouldn't you say? Like that the mother didn't have custody of the child, the children, but that they were taken, they weren't taken from her.
Like a babysitter or somebody who had parental rights?
No, they were, no, somebody who had parental type rights. As I understand it.
You really don't know what you don't know.
I'm not picking.
Because what I'm asking is, because depending on the situation with those two previous children, social workers have every right to go in and take that third baby.
So I would disagree with that, and here's why. Those two kids didn't belong to
the dad.
So my question to you, my question to you is if my wife is the worst parent in the world, don't I have the right to take my child? And, you know, if they tell me, look, you can have have the kid, but you can't live in the same house, that's one thing. But they don't need to come in and take the kid, right?
Not until there's a DNA test.
What?
And was there a DNA test proving that?
Hold on. Are you talking about we're innocent until proven guilty now? I mean, because that's
what
my
I'm
child.
Is,
I'm standing there in the
there
room with that woman. She's claiming it's mine. Then that's my kid. I'll tell you what. The Department of, the family court will make me pay for them if she claims that I'm the dad. And then I have to get the paternity suit to prove otherwise. I have to get the DNA test to prove otherwise. So that in that case,
in the way that our court systems do work. Yes, you do have to have a paternity test.
So you're telling me, wait a second, I can't prove paternity with my son. So you're telling me that the court should be able
to come? But you can if you have your son there with you.
The daughter was there with the father.
He was there in the hospital when they
went
there.
No, what I'm saying is, wait, slow down so I can speak, please. All you need to do is have that paternity test.
You think they offered that to him? They took him, they threw him up against the wall and handcuffed him.
The next thing that I would like to say is, this is why you have people there with you. You have a lawyer. You have.
Why do you have to have a lawyer with you?
You have a lawyer to give birth?
Because two of
the
children
have already been taken. This is why you don't use hospitals.
There's preventative measures because there are militant people out there.
Militant people? What does that have to do with anything? What does that have to do with anything?
I can hear you guys are talking over each other.
What is a militant person?
A militant person is the government officials who wouldn't even let the man put his name on the birth certificate, which probably would have allowed him to take that baby home.
Is that true? They wouldn't let him put his name on
it? I don't have that information.
They wouldn't even let him put his name on the birth certificate.
How did you come across that part of the story?
Because I've been sitting here Googling it while I've been waiting.
Mm-hmm.
Thank goodness. I've been working on it. I mean, I've got four screens open.
So then you would say that's pretty outrageous, then, that them not allowing him to take custody of his own child.
I think that was really tricky. But I think if they would have had an advocate there with them.
This is pretty crazy, right?
That's a ludicrous thing to suggest.
Who thinks about that when they're going to the hospital?
But what I'm saying is, I think that since that they were people who were obviously under these officials' thumb, they obviously were being watched. They obviously were being, targeted for the gun. They were obviously, they were being picked, pinpointed. You know what I mean?
I see what you're saying.
But remember, this guy was charged not with a misdemeanor, but a violation. It's the effective level of a ticket. I mean,
but what
he had no reason to believe.
But what I'm saying is now, if I'm him, I'm her, this is my baby. And nobody's going to screw around.
I see where you're coming from.
The guy's a gun nut.
Every possible ally there.
I get where Max is coming from, Mark.
She's saying there with cameras. I get what you're saying, Max.
You're saying they knew that the government was watching them in advance, and that they should have gone in with a lawyer to the hospital to have a baby.
Yeah.
I mean, it's interesting. Hindsight being 2020. Yeah, maybe you're right about that, Max.
And then maybe these government officials, who I do support in some cases, because I have worked as a volunteer for some of these cases where mothers who had Munchausen's, which I'm sure you know what Munchausen's is by proxy.
Oh, shoot, I read about it. Is this the one where...
Syndrome of some sort, I don't really know.
The mother won't eat, so the baby comes out so malnourished, or the baby... And when you were saying that the father was being told as he was being walked down the hall, this is for the best. All I could think was that baby had to get away from that mother because that mother was hurting the baby.
There's no evidence whatsoever that she was in the hospital.
Exactly,
for 16
but what
hours.
I'm saying is there's right. scenarios like that.
I see where you're coming from, but there's no justification for stealing. I don't care what the scenario is. There's no justification for stealing a baby without having any kind of, case.
But I was saying nothing they're stealing. Maybe they had to because...
No, it's still stealing, even if you believe that it's somehow necessary because you've justified it.
You shouldn't be able
fashion.
To take someone's child away until there's a court case. And if they need to, run it through the court case. But
not that that's very much better, but it'd be better than this case. Thank you for the call tonight, Max. I appreciate hearing from you. And who thinks of bringing a lawyer to the hospital? When they're having
That's
a baby,
the way it's going to have to be.
You just want to get to the damn hospital.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5300. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at goberkey.com. That's goberkey.com today.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it,
now you can.
Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
All types of batteries for all types of gadgets.
We'll say it again.
All types of batteries for all types of gadgets. Electronics, toys, flashlights, computers, accessories, and more are at BatteryStation.com. Whatever type battery you need, alkaline, lithium, gel cell, NiCad, metal hydride, sealed lead acid, and more are at BatteryStation.com. Our homepage gives you quick access to ham, marine, police, fire, and aviation batteries. Plus, choose from our great selection of LED flashlights with no bulb to ever burn out and much longer battery life. Find many top brands, including Streamlight, Pelican, Surefire, Novatek, Gerber, and more at BatteryStation.com. You'll also find the most popular brands of ammunition and watertight cases for storing guns, food, electronics, survival gear, and more at BatteryStation.com. Call 417-257-7799. That's 417-257-7799. You will be surprised when you visit BatteryStation.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live, the live Saturday edition of the program. We are here, and we will take your calls about anything. You dial in toll-free to 1-800-259-9231. And you can take control of the airwaves tonight. It's Ian
and Mark.
Join us online at freetalklive.com. We've got a lot of features on the site, so do enjoy those on us. Head on over to freetalklive.com, and you can enjoy features like our listening options, the archives, the bulletin board system, the webcam. You can watch, listen, and chat. The webcam allows you to do all of that, and all for free, courtesy of memorydealers.com.
Also, go to johndennis2010.com. He is a Republican running against Nancy Pelosi in San Francisco. If you're not in the San Francisco Bay Area, you can't vote for John Dennis, but you can support his campaign against this, icon of bad government, Nancy Pelosi.
Icon's pretty nice. Nice thing to say.
But she's
could have said something like Harpy.
Yeah, well, you know.
Harridan?
Yeah, Harridan? I don't know. I'd have to look that up.
Go ahead.
JohnDennis2010.com. I've donated to his campaign. I'd recommend you do, too. He says right here on his website, he's the only kind of Republican, by the way, that can win in San Francisco, and that is a libertarian Republican. He says, I support ending both the Iraq and Afghan wars and withdrawing our troops as safely and as quickly as possible.
Good man.
If you agree with that statement, go donate to his campaign. If you don't, and you still think Nancy Pelosi is terrible, go donate to his campaign. JohnDennis2010.com.
Harridan, a scolding, vicious woman. Hag, shrew. Great word. 800-259-9231. We continue here just a little bit more about what's happened in this case, which we were discussing just a moment ago with Max, where these government bureaucrats came in and kidnapped, a newborn child, 16 hours old, basically taking her out of her mother's arms, away from her father. And all on the pretenses that that dad, for instance, had the reason why dad wasn't allowed to have access to the child was because, well, he's had a gun charge of carrying a concealed weapon without a permit, which is just a violation. It's like nothing. It's a ticket here in New Hampshire. The mom, I guess, has lost custody somehow of her other two sons. But as you point out, Mark, dad doesn't have those custody issues. He wasn't the right father of those two sons that the mom had lost custody of.
Also, when you're dealing with somebody with some kind of charge, does that mean they can't have kids? I've got a felony charge in my past. In 1989, I got convicted of a felony. Does that mean that the government should be able to come and take my kid and
put
him in foster care?
If they knew about it, maybe they would. I mean, it seems like we're to that point, doesn't it? I mean, they came and they took this this man's child from him, and how horrifying must that be? I mean, the last caller suggested, well, all you can do is just have a lawyer with you.
And, you know, what else could you do? I suppose you
go to a birthing center like you did.
Right. You have the option of not going to a hospital. A lot of people haven't heard of midwifery, and they don't
know. The hospital assisted in this kidnapping. They didn't just stand by idly as the government bureaucrats did whatever they were doing.
Absolutely. The hospital let them, gave them a staging area that they had been there but since before the birth. The previous caller suggested they should know, and maybe they should have known that the government was out to get them. But hindsight's 20/20. They walked, actually, the gentleman, gave in his story. He said he walked past the police. He thought they were there for something else. He had no idea that they were here to take his kid.
Now, this man is a supporter of Oath Keepers, which is also something that's being trotted out as being problematic, as though it's a militia. And Will Grigg over at LouRockwell.com is going to address that here. As he points out, they're saying that some of the other things in their trivial paperwork was the affidavit mentioned Irish's association with the Oath Keepers, which was misrepresented in the affidavit as a militia. Oath Keepers, and we've talked about them before, but he really makes clear what they're about here, is an organization of current and retired law enforcement and military personnel, which means this guy probably worked for the government at some point.
Probably military.
Who pledged not to carry out patently unconstitutional orders, who have taken that pledge. They've actively, in order to join the Oath Keepers, they've taken that oath, and they've said that if I'm told to do something by these government superiors that I work for, and I don't agree with it, I think it's unconstitutional, I will not follow those orders. There's nothing militia-oriented about it. In fact, the group's founder, Stuart Rhodes, emphasizes that it encourages lawful, peaceful non-cooperation rather than armed insurrection as a way of interposing against the all-encompassing criminal assault by the regime against individual rights. The guy that created the group is expressly peaceful. He says this is not a militia. We're not training or organizing or getting target practice or anything like
that.
The
Irish guy is, he's got a page here at Sons of Liberty Writers.
Irish is his last name, the man in the case.
Yeah, John C. Irish. He's got a page here at, SonsOfLibertyWriters.com. It says, Sons of Liberty is a nonviolent, law-abiding gathering of like-minded patriots. We stand united against any acts of violence or illegal activity. The Sons of Liberty Writers does not endorse, tolerate, or tolerate radical, extreme, violent, or racial postings. There are sites on the Internet where these beliefs are welcome. This is not one of them.
Good for him. He sounds like somebody we'd be able to get along with. He doesn't sound like a danger or anything like that, yet these government bureaucrats get away with just taking his child.
Sure. All they have to do is say, hey, he's dangerous.
Yep.
That's all they have to do to take your child.
We're in charge.
And that's really the issue here.
Could happen to you.
It absolutely could happen to you. And, there have been allegations around the country that, in fact, there was a case in South Carolina in the last year where a baby was a newborn, a few days old, was taken away from a family and given to a wealthy family that was related to somebody who was in the Child Protective Services organization.
Pull those strings. Let's go to your calls. Bill is listening to WTAR in Hampton, Virginia. Hello, Bill. You're on Free Talk Live.
Hey. Hello.
Hey, Bill. You're on the air. What's on your mind tonight?
I was calling about here in Virginia, they have a great system in place for determining your child support. If you get behind on it, I submitted all the paperwork and everything to them, and they imputed a wage on me that is actually three times higher than what I actually make.
Oh my gosh!
Which, you know, to meet the child support payments, I actually spend more money on paying child support, and none of it goes towards any of my arrears, which I incurred the arrears when I was incarcerated. I, too, have a felony in my past. And, you know, when I ask them about, you got to wait 3 years to resubmit, they don't have a direct phone number. You can call anybody. You call an 800 number, and they say, we'll give a message to the caseworker, and they'll call you back.
We never hear back from them. We care.
Yeah.
What a bunch of nonsense.
No, and I've got some friends. Nothing personal happened to me, but I've got some friends that I've seen had to go through the Child Protective Services taking their kids because of unfounded allegations. There's no court hearings. You know, in this country, you're supposed to have, before you lose anything, your life, your liberty, your kids' property, you're supposed to have due process of law. But
including the right to face your accuser, and in many of these cases, the accusers are completely anonymous,
right.
And these government bureaucrats
stand behind the DPS.
And they have to prove nothing.
That's right. It's just an allegation.
They don't have to prove anything.
It's,
you know,
they
can say
steal
something
your...
about you, and that's the gospel.
Absolutely. They can kidnap your children and hold them for an unending, seemingly unending amount of time just based on the say-so of somebody who may not even know you. It's crazy. Yeah. And yet everybody just looks at this and they say to themselves, well, it couldn't happen to me. Or, and I guess not everybody, because it's starting to touch more and more people in very negative fashions. But a lot of people can look at that and just say, well, I'm respectable and I take care of my kids, so that would never happen to me. But
well,
you might be surprised.
They might think that their kids are older, but then your kids
are
going
to
have kids.
I have to carry the label of a deadbeat dad in the government's eyes when I have communications with my ex-wife and my daughter. And, you know, I send 75% of my earnings every month to pay current child support.
Gosh.
It has nothing to do with my arrears. I can't knock that down. If they would lower it to what it's supposed to be and let me send in what I can over that, I can knock my arrears down and whatever.
That's crazy.
But now you have to wait until you're allowed to appeal the current amount that they're jacking
years.
You.
Yeah, well, they say 3 years. They're hoping, you know, by then I'll be. See, the whole thing is I used to make more money, but, you know, the economy kind of
sure.
sucks right now. So, you know, I'm making a lot less money now than I was before. I'm practically homeless, you may as well say. I have to work out deals with people to stay where I can stay because I can't afford to pay rent anywhere because I send all my money
crazy.
If I don't go to
So you don't go back to jail where you'll start building up more in arrears because you can't make any payments from jail at all and then you lose your job.
If they throw you in jail for child support, you don't get any good time. You have to do every day of everything they give you. Each
amazing.
One year, you go whole year.
Thank you for the call tonight and the story. I appreciate hearing from you and your expertise, your experience at 800-259-9231. Moments remain. Enough time maybe for your call. This is Free Talk Live.
Imagine you're on trial. The charge against you, violating one of the hundreds of laws Congress passes each year. You rise in your defense and say, Your Honor, I didn't know about this law. How will the judge respond? I'm Jim Babka with DownsizedDC.org, and I think you know the answer. The judge will reply, ignorance of the law is no excuse. So what's the excuse for your representatives in Congress? Their ignorance is even worse. They don't even read many of the laws they pass. At DownsizedDC.org, we're proposing a simple but powerful idea, the Read the Bills Act, to force Congress to read the laws they pass. Why? Because we believe the federal government is way too big. We want to slow the politicians down. We want to reduce the size and power of the federal government, and we want them to sweat the details, just like you do. Check out DownsizedDC.org, because ignorance is no excuse, even for a congressman.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Go solar for cheap. Want to use solar power but the price is too high? Now you can build your own solar panels for less than $200 at 123cheapsolar.com. Don't laugh. We've sold over 45,000 solar do-it-yourself kits. Watch the step-by-step videos that even non-handyman types can use. We offer a 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to 123cheapsolar.com or call 800-713-0486. 800-713-0486. Reduce your foreign oil dependency when you go green with 123cheapsolar.com.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
Talk Live, and only moments remain. Enough time, maybe, for your call. If you make it right now to 1-800-259-9231, you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. And you may notice there are some banner ads on our site. Down the right-hand column of the site, we've got some great sponsors that are behind the show. And occasionally, there's the opportunity for you to become one of those advertisers. And one of those opportunities is now. You can go to auction.freetalklive.com. The third banner on the site is available. It's kind of rare that the top, you know, uppermost banners come up for auction. A lot of times folks grab them and they hold on to them. This one's available now. Third banner, you can win it at auction.freetalklive.com. The bidding started at $1. I don't know where it's at right now. I haven't checked it. But it only started yesterday. So there's about another 6 days or so to go in this auction. And you can advertise virtually anything. I mean, as long as I don't feel the need to override it for some reason if it's particularly offensive. But you can go to auction.freetalklive.com, place your ad with us at freetalklive.com. So we continue here with your calls. Last night we unfortunately had to drop a call from Germany due to the unfortunate existence of the FCC. And he's back. And I'm not sure how to pronounce your name. Is it Kalle?
Yeah. It's okay, but most English-talking people call me Colin after I introduce myself, so that's fine either.
What's the appropriate way to say it?
Kalle.
Kalle. Okay, very good, Kalle. Yes. What's on your mind tonight?
First of all, I'd like to apologize for yesterday.
Don't sweat.
Wasn't watching my language.
It's all right.
Do they allow that in German in Germany on German radio? I mean, I realize that talk radio isn't very prevalent in Europe, but I mean, just in general, like music radio stations, is it all right to use profanity there?
Well, I was hosting a radio show, a punk rock radio show, a couple of years ago. The only thing that we weren't allowed to do was like dirty jokes.
Dirty jokes. Okay, interesting. So go ahead with what you were calling about.
Okay, yesterday I was at a punk rock show, and one band had a song called Business Punks F Off. And since I'm still a punk, like 18 years now, and I'm also an entrepreneur with 6 people working for me.
So you're not real. You're not a real punk then, because you've sold out to the man, and
he's the man.
You are the man now. You're not.
I opted out from the man that was employing me, mm-hmm. So I got rid of my boss. And I think my employees are pretty happy with what they get and how they are treated. We say, well, if your train arrives at like 10:45, then it's okay if you come at that time and not be there at 10:30 and take a train 1 hour earlier. So we're pretty flexible, and the people at my business get way more than the proposed minimum wage here in
Germany.
Right.
So what is it? What is these punks' problems with folks that are entrepreneurial? I mean, that would seem to be very anti-man, right? I mean, to work for yourself, to create your own wealth, and to create opportunities for others. What's the objection?
Yeah, I asked him about this, and he said, "Well, making profits and always, wanting to get money, and that's not punk rock."
So they weren't charging then to get you into the. They weren't charging for tickets to the punk rock concert show then, right?
Well, it was like €5, but the venue is financed by the city, so it's been paid with tax money actually.
I see. So they don't make a profit on the albums they sell then, right? They just sell it at cost,
yeah, but
huh?
That band was hasn't got a record out yet, and most fans don't want to make a profit actually, and that's fine. It's
sure.
A lot of DIY.
Sure, but if you don't make a profit, if you don't make a profit on your album, then how are you going to pay to produce the next one? How are you going to buy equipment that will improve the second album that you come out with? It's just ludicrous.
Yeah, well, I had to work to buy my bass guitar, my amp back in the years when I was making music, and we also paid for the album ourselves, and we were happy if we got the costs back by selling the record, but mostly we were just working our ass off to finance the whole thing.
Absolutely.
Which
is a very entrepreneurial thing to do as well. I mean, to get out and create music because you love it, to put it out there in this very competitive world where
somebody's always going to hate profits. It just doesn't make any sense to me. You know, Free Talk
Live. I couldn't
have
expanded this business without them.
Right, we couldn't.
And I pour
them
into the movement.
It's nuts to me.
It is crazy. If we didn't make profit, then we would be on hardly any radio stations. We wouldn't have a movement, and I wouldn't be able to reinvest in it. I mean, this is not
people,
like I am
people
sitting
who go
on
to work every day are making profits off of selling their labor. I mean, the suggestion is, I guess, that other people should work and give you money for free. I mean, how would you not be making profits?
Well, actually, in the punk scene here, in the political punk scene, not the guys that are just hanging out on the streets and drinking all day long. there's a lot of DIY ethics and voluntary trade. There are shops set up where people can bring the stuff they don't need and take stuff they need without anybody charging anything. It's working pretty well on a small scale.
If you can make it work, I got no objection to that lifestyle. If you want to live, want to operate a business that way, operate a charity, that's
fine. I don't
see
how you make your mortgage payment that way.
I mean, there's here in America, there's this thing called Free Cycle, and maybe it's further than America, but Free Cycle is this online program that you use Yahoo groups. You go in and you got something you want to get rid of. You just put it up there, and you give it away, and people will take it off your hands. So it's a great way to avoid throwing things away. I'm all in favor of voluntary associations and people experimenting and trying new things. But to come down on somebody because they want to get paid for what it is that they've dedicated their life to is pretty intolerant.
Yeah, the goal that guy is approaching is. He said he's in favor of some socialist, communistic, anarchy thingy. He couldn't describe it exactly.
Yeah.
I think he doesn't have the big picture in mind right now. I was talking to him then about like a free market, no state at all. And then he came up with, what about the poor? What about the people that are unable to work? Disabled people, mentally disabled people, how are they taken care of? And I said, well, there's charity.
Mm-hmm.
And he objected that right now the charity in Germany is funded mainly by the state, so from tax money. If that isn't there anymore, then the charity would have major problems financing the stuff they were doing.
Right, because people are evil, and they don't love one another, and they don't want to take care of their fellow man. It's just this viewpoint that is so negative toward toward other human beings, not based in any sort of reality. And even if it were true, it would be another argument against government. If people were so greedy and evil and selfish, then it's an argument against allowing a certain select few people to take things from others and redistribute them in the way they think is best. Great call tonight, and thank you. Appreciate you calling, taking the time to call back in. This was a great story, Kala. Thank you at 800-259-9231. You know, the folks over at the Panera Bread Company, which is an incredibly successful restaurant chain here in the United States, they have this little saying, profit provides possibilities. I love that statement. I think it really speaks to what you can do with profit. So the whole idea behind
the idea of socialism is nothing new. The Pilgrims had a socialist system when they came over here to the United States. Maybe the first colonies in the United States were essentially socialist communist mm-hmm. colonies. And they failed. There's nothing new to it.
Because no one had anything invested in it.
If that system worked, somebody would be able to show it working. And I mean really working.
Well, but you didn't let me finish
my... free markets, you can show over and over and over and over again that they work. Now, admittedly, there aren't many of them around truly free markets, but... You could show evidence.
My point I was going to make about Panera Bread was a little further along. They've got this mission statement, and people look at profit as being this evil thing where it's like Scrooge McDuck just hoarding all this cash. No, profit provides possibilities. You can do things with that money. Not only can you just reinvest it back in your business, expand it, create new jobs for new people. I mean, it's been an incredible expansion this company has seen over the last decade. Not only can you do that, right. You can also do charitable things with that money. Like they opened this cafe in St. Louis. We talked about it. The
Panera
guys
Bread did.
LibertyOnTour.com. Our friends Pete and Adam went there. They videoed this. That's how I learned about it. They've got this open, weird, unusual pay-as-you-decide restaurant. It's a version of Panera Bread, or in this case, the St. Louis Bread Company, which is their original name, that you walk into. You are told what your suggested price is, and you can pay as much or as little of that or zero or above that as you want, and it works. It works to the point where hungry people can get fed, where people can enjoy a meal at a reduced price.
Some people pay more.
Where some people get jobs, and this is something they did with their profit. They had to become successful enough to be able to invest in this and get this started, and it's been a success. Anyway, we're done for tonight. We'll be back for the live Sunday edition. Well, we won't, but our co-host will be in tomorrow night online at freetalklive.com. We'll see you then, and we'll be back Monday, so talk to you later. Enjoy your weekend. Have you been thinking about starting a website? I'm going to tell you about a great offer from HostGator. HostGator is a worldwide leader for web hosting, and they make it easy to get your own .com domain name. You create your very own website with their free site builder tools and templates. Sign up at hostgator.freetalklive.com to receive your first month completely free. Whether you want a personal blog or a complete e-commerce business website, let the experts at hostgator.freetalklive.com host you.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you own an Apple iPhone and love to listen to your favorite programs on GCN, I've got good news for you. I'm proud to announce that GCN has a brand new iPhone app available for our dedicated listeners at GCNlive.com. Listen to your favorite hard-hitting GCN programs live or on demand right on your iPhone. And the best part? The GCN iPhone app can be yours absolutely free. Download the iPhone app today by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.